Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
We're often at a loss about what to give our Valentine to show our appreciation. Dan Ariely, professor of psychology and behavioral economics at Duke University, explores the best and worst Valentine's Day gifts.
Valentine's Day is a very interesting holiday. It is clearly about love and romance and deep feeling that we have for each other, but at the same time, it also is a commercial holiday. There's an underlying level of financial exchange, and if you were an economist, you would just look at that as the main reason that we have Valentine's Day. People buy gifts and flowers, and they express relationship with each other, and there is financial back and forth going on, inviting people for dinner and so on. And one thing we can ask is, what kind of gifts promote a romantic relationship, and what kind of gifts undermine it and actually make it worse? And there's a range there. And if you want to do the best you can to make the person you love not love you back, the best thing to do is to just give them cash. Is to take the economic approach and say, hey, take this. It's the most efficient way for me to give you a gift. Now let's go to bed. You could do something not as terrible, but give them a gift certificate that is kind of middle level. On the other hand, of course, there is something that you can give that doesn't reflect or hide or obfuscate the financial relationship. Something that demanded more time and attention and effort kind of helps in that regard. And if something like flowers or candy, something that is about money, there is money in it, but you don't show it. And of course, if you want to go all the way out, the best gifts are gifts that have no financial exchange, something that declare thoughtful and creativity, something that you make yourself.
That was Duke University's Daniel Ariely.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
But it's undeniably true. I'm irresponsibly mad for